Lord, I thank you for giving a new day. We can be distraught. We can be downtrodden, depressed, and just in dark moods. But in the morning, something happens. Lord, I can't even describe it. How a new day brings new hope. How you can give us a fresh perspective. You can just breathe new life into us and over a night. And it's just amazing to me. So, Lord, I thank you for this new day. And, Lord, I lift Grace and Savannah, Lorelei, and Logan up to you. This family that is broken. And, Lord, they're not divorced yet, but Brian's on his way out. There's no plans for him to come back, as far as I know. And, Lord, I lift up this broken family to you. Grace, who's just torn, heartbroken, and really doesn't know what to do. And I lift these girls up. So all they know is their dad's not there anymore. They're angry, and rightfully so. And they're hurt. And it's an unbearable hurt for a child to lose their life in the family they had hoped. God, you put the hope of people in their parents, giving us a life of comfort in the parents that we have. And Lord, I praise you for the comfort you've given me and my life and my family. So Lord, I want that for these girls. Their life has been turned upside down. And so Lord, I lift that family up to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of getting together with other believers and praising you and telling you our hurts and our desires. Lord, we pray for not only Grace, but other families who are hurting now at this time. There are so many evil things going on in our families, and we pray that you would just undertake and give your believers courage, Lord, to keep strong and to keep believing that you are going to work things out for your good. We pray for our country, and we know your will is done there, but help us as Christians to do our part to maybe change things in our community and to just do your will, Lord, that we would know what we can do. Please show us, Lord, and just may we stay true to you. Be with this call. We pray that you just bless us and as we fellowship and as we all need that surrendering, more surrendering and not sure how to do it. Lord, just show us.
Name. Amen. Well, Lord, we come to you this morning as well to agree in prayer with one another. And we also know, Lord, that there are many evils in the world surrounding us, Lord. It burdens my soul, Lord, to live the American dream, Lord, that I was able to grow up, Lord, in the inner city and have some forms of basic accomplishments, Lord. And I knew that by going to church, they always talked about the rapture and end times and how things would be right would be wrong and wrong would be right. And I never really understood that at the time. But now that we are where we are, and I'm at the age where I am now, Lord God, I'm starting to see that your word was true. Everything that you prophesied is coming to pass. Right is shrinking. Wrong is being exalted. And now our communities are being touched with violence and divorce and the, you know, abortions, sins of all kind. And now, Lord, my heart is crying, Lord, out for our sister that is an elected official standing up for her normal religious freedoms that we have here in our country. But now a man decided that her values and her beliefs were no longer relevant to America's government. And she is in prison or jail right now as we speak. Lord, how many more of us would have to be killed or incarcerated before the rest of the body of Christ wakes up? So I pray, Lord, that you would order our footsteps, that we would pray, we would support, we would get behind anybody and everybody that is willing to fight the good fight. Either it's a good fight or it's just a little passing thought, Lord. And I know that you said it was a fight, and you gave us spiritual weapons to fight with, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that your children who are called by your name humble themselves and pray. Turn from their wicked ways and see, Lord God, seek your face, and that you would divinely show us confirmation what your perfect will is for us this day. Either we will be a part of the problem or we'll be a part of the solution. We know, Lord, that according to your scripture, you may not be able to save all America, but you can save Americans if we don't turn back. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.